Hope you enjoyed that double-sided 7-inch. Let's get into this next 7-inch here. Another one by Spark Marker. That's right. We have three whole Spark Marker 7-inches in our archives here. And this one is called Sawed Off But Silent. And then the other one on the other side is 2 minutes 20 seconds. Let's start off with 2 minutes 20 seconds. See what we're listening to. Hope you enjoy. Okay, so it turns out that I was not playing that at the right speed. I was playing that at 33 RPM, and this is, in fact, meant to be played at 45 RPM, rounds per minute. Honestly, listening to that, I was like, oh, I guess, you know, this was in 1996, a few years later. I guess their voices got deeper. But no, that was fully a mistake on my part. Honestly, I still think it sounded pretty cool. So... yeah, but let's play it how it's meant to be played for the rest of this. This is 2 minutes 20 seconds by Spark Marker, only on CJSF 90.1 FM at 45 RPM. Hope you all enjoyed that last track, 2 minutes 20 seconds by Spark Marker, at the right amount of rounds per minute, which is 45, by the way, for reference. And we're going to go on to the next one here, which is called Sawed Off But Silent. And we're also going to play this at the right speed, I hope. If you have anything to say about this episode of Analog Archives or anything here at CJSF, you can send a text or call at 778-782-2573. That is 778-782-2573. Thank you all so much for tuning in this hour. Let's get on with the next track by Sparkmarker. Thank you to Sparkmarker for all of those tracks. We are going to be switching it up even more, and the way we're doing that is by playing a band that has been played quite a few times on this show at this point, because coming up next, we are completely ditching the sort of hardcore emo veneer that we had cultivated for this episode with something that, I mean, you could describe this as emo from a certain point of view or perspective, I guess, but this is 64 Funny Cars, a band that recently reunited, came back together for a album reissue of their 1989 album, Happy Go Lucky. And it turned out that we actually had more of their music here at CJSF, so I thought I'd play it to just, you know, get in line with the idea of 7 inches, because this is also a 7-inch. Side one, Fading Away and Highway to Parksville, and side two, Alone with the Blues and AMC Pacer. Let's start off with side one. This first track here by 64 Funny Cars is Fading Away.
Yeah.
Next track here by 64 Funny Cars off of this 7-inch from 1990 is titled Highway to Parksville. Hope you enjoy. Right, we have reached the very end of this hour, and to end off, we're just going to be playing out the last two tracks from this 64 Funny Cars 7-inch, and I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Analog Archives. Make sure you stay tuned to CJSF, because in a few minutes, we have Wham Bam East Van with Linda, a show where they are just able to find such cool people from all around town and speak with them about their interests, their livelihoods, what they do. It's a really cool, really cool show, and you should make sure that you tune in for that right at 7 p.m. All right. I want to thank you all again for tuning in and for being with me while I scrambled through all of these 7-inch records that I found in the archives here at CJSF. It's been a time and a half, or, you know, times two, which would be three times. I don't want to think too hard about that. But anyways, 64 Funny Cars with this 7-inch, last two tracks, Alone with the Blues and AMC Pacer, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And until next week, peace.
always trying to put me down, cause it's the ugliest, fastest car in town.
Zoos can be great places to see birds, and not just in an aviary. Next time you visit, keep an eye out for wild birds that choose to live in this urban green space. One frequent visitor at many zoos is the black-crowned night heron. At the St. Louis Zoo, there's often one hanging around the outdoor penguin exhibit, hoping to steal a stray fish from the penguin's food. Elsewhere, night herons are after more than a quick meal. Since the late 1800s, a large rookery of black-crowned night herons has nested at the Smithsonian's National Zoo in Washington, D.C. Chicago's Lincoln Park Zoo hosts hundreds of night herons. And at the Detroit Zoo, several dozen pairs take up their summer residence in trees near the crocodile exhibit. Night herons love nesting near bodies of water, where they can catch fish, frogs, and other prey. So a zoo that has a pond or two nearby turns out to be a perfect spot for a night heron rookery. Wildlife-friendly landscaping can create opportunities for species that struggle to find habitat elsewhere. For black-crowned night herons, a city zoo can be home sweet home. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Take a look at our program lineup at cjsf.ca to discover the diverse range of contents we bring to you.